Major.
Yeah. They do the thing like, at what point in time do you stop being the new radicals? Like if you like if the
middle-aged radicals.
If the Rolling Stones are called the New Stones back in the 50s, mm-hmm. and you're still touring now, like you're still the New Stones or like something? Like Little John. When is Little John not to be little anymore?
Old John.
Like John. Big John. Yesterday. Jeff Davis tells a story. John McKay, head coach of the Buccaneers, his rookie season, in his first exhibition game, Jeff said, McKay didn't know his name. He goes, put Johnny in. And he says, who? And defense coordinator Wayne Font says, who? He says, Johnny. And Jeff said, my name's Johnny. I go in. He said he went in and he made an interception on his very first play. And he goes, yeah, good job. And Johnny. And he goes, I didn't have the guts to tell him my name was Jeff. He goes, but they wanted Johnny. I was Johnny on the spot. I was Johnny. He goes, you can call whatever you want to call me. But he loved the guy. He said that when you know, because he went back to school and graduated. Mm-hmm. He said when he did, he got a check, a card and a check from John McKay.
That's really cool.
His head
cool.
coach in NFL.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I love stuff like that. I wonder if it was addressed to Johnny.
Yeah. He said this, though, later on, if he liked you, he gave you the nickname, like with a Y. He goes, nobody ever called me Jeffy. But he's a hey Jeffy. He goes, you know, or like Smitty. You know, that's when he knew you liked you, when you got a nickname like that. You know?
That's really good.
Like, you'd be Mixie.
Mixie.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first name's already kind of set up.
Yeah, it's already set up that way.
Gotta be Mixie.
Well, it doesn't have to be because I remember when Bobby Bowden always gave people nicknames like that. And then he had Thad Busby, but he called him Buzz. And then he said, on his coach's show one time, he said, there's old Buzz right there. Buzz throwing a touchdown right here. He goes, I wish we got Buzz a little longer name in there. Someone's like, well, he does have a long name. His name is Busby, but you shortened it to Buzz. Now you want it to be longer. It's got to give a name. It's Busby. Bowden would do that, where Bowden would, in his older days, Bobby Bowden, I would watch his coach's show, and like he was, because he had coach's shows on every Monday, like he'd watch them, or Sundays, all over whatever, you know, CSS or something. He'd say all these coach's shows. But Bowden would always talk about the mom and dad and the high school coach and all that. That was his deal. He was still recruiting on his coach's show.
What would he say?
Oh, he'd say stuff like, there's Brooksy. Derek Brooks making a tackle right there. You know, I saw his mom and dad after the game, and Loretta said, came to me and said, oh, boy, Derek's playing good, coach. He's doing good in school, too. Because I know that mom and dad, Flo and Jonathan, they always preaching academics to that boy.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know his coach down there, Coach Johnson down there at Carroll City High School, he's always preaching academics to that boy, too. So he's doing good. He's doing good. On this play, you'll see.
That reminds me of, have you seen those videos of Nick Saban, like, in people's living room doing, like, the cha-cha slide with family?
Oh, yeah.
Man, he wanted those five stars bad.
Bad.
He's eating people's white chicken chili. He wanted them bad.
Well, nothing like when, and two, like when an old guy like Kevin Steele, when he was at Miami, and they're doing the rap video stuff, and with the smoke coming out and the chains around their neck, and Kevin Steele's down there with squatting down in front of the guys, doing the little peace signs down below him, you know, pointing to him. There's nothing goofier than like some old white football coach with chain around his neck, pointing to another. You know, the guy at LSU did the same thing.
Oh, that was like the Brian Kelly specialty.
Yeah, trying to do some sort of dance. Like you're some sort of hip-hop aficionado, and you're going to be pointing at the guy like, yeah, we all gangstered out over here.
We got a Lambo.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You can't even spell Lambo. You don't know what that's about. And they're playing music in the background, and it's like, this is like the risque music. And I'm sure the coach looks at that like, they're paying me to do this. They're paying me and all that. Like an idiot. I look like a complete idiot right now. You know, you're all you know, squatting down on the floor, like looking at me like this,
like pointing at each other. My man.
Yeah.
No.
72 years old.
Man, if I'm a coach and I had to go do that, I think I'd just sit in the car and be quiet afterwards.
You're
I have
selling
to take
your,
a second.
Your whole dignity's gone. Then you got to look yourself in the mirror and go, oh my God, I just did that.
Selling my soul for these
kids.
Oh, my
God, I just did that.
Oh.
How about, like, Texas is when they got the Lambos out there, and you're supposed to, like, your position coach taking around. Check this one out, man. Look at the interior in here. Like, you're supposed to be some sort of Lambo dealer. Like, you're supposed to know what Lambos look like.
It's the same thing with, like, obviously this is a little different to a lesser degree, but I always go back to when Lane Kiffin painted the end zones in Ole Miss's stadium to say Arch Manning. Like, why are we being cringy? If your program by itself isn't enough to stand on without you renting and leasing Lamborghinis, we got to talk.
You don't want to be that guy. For some reason, these guys are trying to be that guy. So yesterday, I was in between sessions. I was coming home. I deposited a check in the ATM. I look over, and there's a lady that has a flat tire. And I'm on the phone with my wife, and I was like, this lady, I'm going to ask her to help. Here's my wife's number one advice. Make her feel comfortable. Don't tell her you're not like some predator, you know?
Which is really helpful is going up and saying, hey, I'm not a predator.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't do this. And I'll say, I'm sorry, ma'am, do you need help? She said, yes, I need help. Because I saw she was going to walk in the bank and get somebody to help her. I was like, look, I want you to feel comfortable here. I'm not going to, you know, I was just talking to my wife about it. And she said, just make her feel comfortable and, like, help fix your tires. All I'm here to do. You know, it's crazy in the world. Like, you got to explain that to her. And by the way, she knew what she was doing. The jack had messed up, and she didn't know where to put the jack. But everything else, lug nuts, she knew how to do all that. The spare was out. She knew what she was doing. But I just helped her, like, in the jack, where the position of the jack is. But the whole time, I'm like, I feel like in this world, like, oh, I don't want to be the cringe guy. Like, oh, I'm not a predator. I'm just trying to help you a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame that you can't even go help people now? And look, I'll tell you this. As a female, don't let a guy help you. Like, be on the phone. Like, and say, oh, no, my husband will be here in 2 minutes, you know, something like that. It's bad. But anyway, we helped her.
Good job, Mickey. Good Samaritan act of the day.
Yeah. Text says, Mickey uses a carrier pigeon to deposit checks at the ATM.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I could do it online, but I was out. And my kids like going through it anyway because they like getting, you know, popsicles and all that. I mean, lollipops and all that kind of stuff. No, I know how to do all that. I'm not terrible at all that.
My mom, I used to ask all the time if we could go get a Regions lollipop just for fun.
Well, to be honest with you, too, like Tex said, let's talk about Mickey depositing checks 2026. Yeah, I know I could do it online, but you know what? I don't want that liability of, oh, wait a minute, that didn't go through right. You get the email back. Do it again, and you don't know what went through, what doesn't go through, you know.
So easy, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Two clicks.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I'll start doing that. Well, you're right. You're right. I'm old. I'm the cringe guy now.
No.
Doing all that.
Honestly, going with what you're comfortable with, feeling good about that, that's less cringe than anything else.
I live a half a mile. Texas, I hate depositing online. Yeah, it's not like depositing online is this foolproof thing that works every single time and it's awesome and nobody's ever had any problems with that, too.
Never messed up for me.
It's not like I'm writing checks. You know? One of my buddies told me yesterday, some wife still writes checks. Yeah, I'm not. It's bad when I make fun of people. When I make fun of people, you know?
Do you have a checkbook?
No.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
No.
Because that's one of those things that I always thought that I was supposed to have, and it was just I had waited too long. But yeah. I don't think many people do anymore.
Mm-mm. Except for the lady in front of me at the grocery store.
Was she writing a check?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always do that. Pick the wrong line, always. Got a bunch of text about the chaos era. Yeah, I really feel that's going to be the case. It's like it's going to be so bad that we'll look back at it almost like the steroid era.
It has similar vibes. It's similar vibes.
Yeah. We do that now. But what other sport have we done that in where we go, oh, well, that was during, you know, that time?
Lockdown for the NBA.
Right.
Strikes.
Scab games.
Mm-hmm.
We had that. We had when Ali was not allowed to box, you know, whoever the heavyweight champion was, that was kind of tainted. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's going to be tainted. Like, Indiana won the national championship last year. Oh, well, but that was during the chaos era. I think that's what we're going to call it, too, the chaos era.
I mean, I think that's a cooler name that this period of time deserves, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The chaos era. Sounds like a good band.
Texas, I still write checks. My favorite is paying medical bills with a check. Just mail just to make them wait for it.
Savage.
I there's a couple of medical bills that we got where they say, hey, send us a check. And I was like, wait a minute, I can't pay you online? They don't have a website. I'm like, no, this is a scam, man. If I can't pay you online, it's a scam. So they go, no, it's not. This is serious. Doctors are the worst business people anyway. No offense to doctor. Every other one but your dad, not good business people. Every one of those.
Yeah, that's a very real thing. didn't learn the skills.
Steve from Simpsonville said, what we remember more, the chaos era or the soupy pizza era? Soupy pizza attempt.
All I'm saying is the chaos era and the soupy pizza era go hand in hand. I've never seen soupy pizza without the chaos era.
We got to stop that, man. We got to let's write both of those. And we have the technology to do it. Like $6 million man. Texture says, Mickey, our generation had to do so much on our own that we need verification that everything is done when we do something manually. We know it's done correctly. We don't trust people, and we also don't trust technology. And so the technology, when it does work, we use it because we came up without it, and it worked that way, so we know how to do it. But still, we need the validation. So send me the validation. Because, by the way, this was sent via Apple CarPlay, and I do trust it. Yeah, because that's the best.
I love Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's bad is when like when your Apple CarPlay doesn't work, though. Like, then we're lost.
You crash out.
Oh.
I do.
How am I ever going to make it that five-minute drive?
I will say, I think every generation has a new thing that's introduced or new things that are introduced to make life easier. And it's always a situation of people not trusting it for years and years.
But now, when we talk about the chaos era in college athletics, does your generation go, oh, those old yell at the cloud people, they always talk about how when we used to go to classes, they're so dumb. Or do you realize, like, man, this is kind of dumb. Like, what are we doing? Why are we paying these people millions? Darren Minson's going to get $10 million. You know how many NFL quarterbacks are making $10 million this year? What's crazy is, like, I was listening to a national sports talk show yesterday with a guy I really respect. I'm not going to mention it because it's not our station, but I really respect the guy. And this is what they're talking about. I'm like, man, I've been talking about this for 5 years now, and y'all are just now getting it. Like, this is now it's even worse than I thought it was going to be. But can't you see this? Let's do this for a second. And Hal, I'm coming to you, by the way. I'm going to get to you before the end of the segment here. Quickly, let me do this. NFL QB yearly salaries. I want to know what the NFL quarterbacks are making right now. Per year. Oh, that's not average out. I want to go. Yeah, let's do total value. No, let's do per year value. Prescott, $60 million. Joe Burrow, $55 million. Josh Allen, $55 million. Jordan Love, $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Jared Goff, $53 million. Brock Purdy, $53 million. Herbert, $52.5 million. Lamar Jackson, $52.5 million. Jalen Hurts, $51 million. Deshaun Watson making $46 million a year.
Oh. My gosh.
Mahomes, 45. Daniel Jones, 44. Matthew Stafford, 40. But there are, let me tell you who makes less than Darren Minson. If the $10 million is right. Oh, by the way, we need to know what they make. We know what the NFL guys make. If it's NFL 2.0, I need to know what they make. Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Davis Mills, Marcus Mariota, Ty Simpson, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco, all those guys make less than Darren Mensah at college. NFL quarterbacks.
Why would you want to go to the draft?
I don't know. Caleb Williams makes less than Darren Mensah.
Listen.
He was the number one pick in the draft, right?
This is why none of these basketball players are going to go to the draft this year. Similar in football.
Drake May makes less money than Darren Minsa to play quarterback.
Stop it.
Drake May makes 9.1. If the Minsa 10 million, I mean, that's the number people throw out there, 10 million. I don't know what he makes. No one knows what he knows. But
well, I think one of my biggest issues with this whole era is the lack of transparency about how much people are getting paid. Because then you have kids that are starting these bidding wars at the age of, you know, as high school kids.
I got one for you.
Tell me.
Lenora Sellers makes like 3.5, okay, this year. Lenora Sellers makes more than Geno Smith, makes more than Carson Wentz, makes more than, I mean, some of these guys started games. Starting, guys who started in NFL.
Crazy. Yeah. Texture gets in and says, got to take a pay cut to get a real job. Crazy. It's The salary transparency, I think, will make this less crazy, and all this legislation that's getting passed or getting introduced, I think it would fix a lot of the chaos era. I really do.
Garrett Nussmeier made more money at LSU than he's going to make in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Wonder about Cade.
Cade Klubnik made more money at Clemson than he did with the Jets, than he's going to with the Jets. DJ Uiagalelei makes $885,000 a year right now in the NFL. That's crazy. So I got to look at and see what Cade's deal was. But Tua Tagovailoa, Lenore Sellers makes three times what Tua makes. And somehow, some way, we think that's right. Kyler Murray is going to make $1.3 million. Like, Lenore Sellers is going to make more than twice, almost three times what Kyler Murray makes? And that's okay? Like, okay. Cade Klubnik, 5.5. I don't think Cade made 5.5 here.
No, but his...
First of all, what are the Jets doing playing Cade Klubnik $5.5 million? 5.6, actually. Like, that's dumb. I mean, that's crazy.
Signing bonus of 1.2.
That's crazy. What are we doing, man? But the point through all that is that I think that your generation will hopefully be the ones that like lead us back. And are they saying right now that we were wrong for doing it the way we're doing it? Or are you guys saying right now, hey, we're wrong for doing it the way we're doing it?
When this all started, most of my friends, most of my peers were in favor of athletes getting compensated for their name, image, and likeness, right? That was pretty universally accepted. What it's gotten to now and how it's kind of devolved, I haven't talked to anybody that's a fan of it. Some of my friends that go to SEC schools are, oh, well, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, but that's not the right, that's not the reason to do it.
I know, I agree. But even with that, that's the most positive anybody is towards it.
There's a lot of people that mistreat their spouses. But that doesn't mean, well, a lot of people do it, so, I mean, obviously everybody's doing it, so I got to do it too. No, you don't have to do that. It's not the right way to do it. That's not the principled way. Let's get back to doing it the right way. We can, man. I'm telling you, we can. We can do this. Short break. Much more on the other side. Hal, hang on. I'm coming to you after this. Indoor league. I'm not talking about the USL, the AFL, the Euro League, I was listening to a guy talk the other day about the spring league right now. They get $6,000 a game. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for the National Football League. A large percentage of players have to take a pay cut to go play in the NFL. Is there a human being on earth that says, oh, yeah, of course, that's right, yes.
Nope. And there's a...
On earth.
On earth.
Yeah, there ain't even on earth.
There's no way this is sustainable. There's no way.
Well, why is it that well, your point you made during the break is like, SEC coach is like, well, this is just how we have to do things nowadays. Well, that's the worst ever. You don't kill darkness with more darkness. You kill darkness with light. Somebody's got to stand up and go, no, man, we're not going to do this. This is not doable. We're not going to do this anymore. Let's stop it. Just stop it. The buck's got to stop somewhere. Somebody need to go, we're not going to do this anymore. I get so tired of making this point, but like, somebody lead, man. Somebody stand up and do the right thing.
Where are the adults in the room?
Yes.
When you go listen to what people are saying at these SEC meetings, it does not sound like grown adults talking. It sounds like middle school girls to me.
Yeah. Mr. Alder got him this morning and said, incredibly sensitive to the victims of a domestic abuse. You compare it to that. No one is saying that that is what it is. Obviously, people don't want to do that. But my point is that anytime we do anything in this world, we're like, oh, well, that's how it is. Everybody does it. No. I'll make another one then, Mr. Alder. But no one in their right mind took that analogy as meaning that's the same. It's not what it was about, and you know it's not what it was about, but you just wanted to text anyway. It's who you are. It's fine. Hal, thanks for hanging on, man, so long. You doing okay this morning?
Pretty good. I let you a long text message last night.
Yeah, I got that late, by the way. Well, actually, I got it in the middle of the night. I didn't get it till because I fell asleep. I didn't get it to the middle of the night. But, yeah, I saw that this morning, man. It's very, and there's some good parts of that, by the way, Hal. And I'll go over some of those maybe when we can. But, yeah, yeah. Including one of the things I liked about it is, I like those Smurf Blues, those Charger Smurf Blue jerseys. So.
And Smurf Blue and Grinch, when Eagles wear their throwback uniforms.
Yeah.
And when I saw the NFL draft, I don't know if you saw too much of it, but the voice of the Buccaneers, who was
Gene Deckerhoff.
Seminoles.
Yeah, Gene Deckerhoff.
I think he's from Tampa Bay too. I don't know, but
yeah, he did fire them cannons awesome. Guy. I did. I take Gene Deckerhoff. I wouldn't say he's a friend of mine. I did a Clemson and Florida State event with him one time in downtown Greenville. It was a pep rally, and neither one of us were very good at pep rallying, but he was better than me because he had a much better voice than I had. He's the fire them cannons guy for the Bucks. But Gene Deckerhoff, a long time Florida State announcer, he was very, very good. No doubt about that. So,
I guess Terry Don Fields was still with the Clemson when they hired Brad Bonnell. And I'm hoping the Graham Neff don't do the Dabble or the Brownell that they did to Monty Lee a couple years ago. And I'm afraid Kansas City is going to be stuck good quarterbacking for a long time, regardless of Mahomes with that Garrett Nussmeyer guy. And
yeah, it's interesting to see on Nussmeyer that, you know, I think it could go either way. In the end, I would not put my money on Gus Meyer being anything close to what they currently have there. But you know, he's got some skills, but he took such a step backwards this year. Who knows?
I mean, I'm just saying that because of what he did to Clemson almost a year ago.
But I can tell something was wrong with him that night. He didn't play great against Clemson that night. He was good. He didn't play great against him. But he was supposed to be the Heisman guy and all that. It'd be interesting what the quarterbacks do this year. How good phone call, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate the text, too, that you always send in. Your texts are awesome. (laughs) 1233 says, hey, texter, say you're a domestic abuser without saying a domestic abuser. No. He's not that. Can I switch gears quickly?
Of course. Because
I got Strelo at 8:05 talking about all the big Clemson stuff. But Pete Golden is my new bullseye guy. Like my new, he's one of my guys I'm just going to pick on every single time or talk about. You know, I like Kirby now. I'm not going to curb my enthusiasm on Kirby because I like him now and some things that Kirby says. So Pete Golden is my new guy. But I don't think that I'm ever going to transition to be a Pete Golden guy. Like right now, I'm a Kirby guy.
Let's start here. Why are you a Kirby guy right now?
Kirby said some very some stuff I agree with lately.
Okay.
Number one is my number one thing I worry about with college football is that we're killing the other sports.
Check.
Yeah.
Rock with that.
Also, he said, I don't know about the whole we'll make our own rules thing. You know, he said that too. If we can't agree upon rules, we're just going to make our own rules. Fred Cunningham pointed out, News Channel 7, a friend of ours. Well, how'd that work out for Cart and Indy? You know, like they split and made their own, and then by splitting it, it's not good. I keep warning these danger signs. Keep alienating the fans and keep thinking that you're bigger than something, and you'll find out you're not as big as you think you are through that. But I'm kind of more on Kirby's page now. Kirby's making more sense to me. Kirby's like maturing, and it feels weird because he's still got a little boy haircut, but you know what? I still like
them Bama bangs.
Yeah.
The age of 50-something.
Yeah. Pete Golden, by the way, speaking of haircuts.
Oh, man.
If I was the president of Ole Miss or the AD of Ole Miss, I'd have to call him in, man. And I'd have to say, listen, buddy, listen. The whole curly Q, long, shaggy, the beard, the mouth breathing you're doing up there now, the whole, he cusses every single press conference. I was watching Pat McAfee's show at lunch yesterday, and they come up there, you know, McAfee puts the disclaimer about, hey, we're going to use cuss words because that's how people talk now. Again, that doesn't make it right. You don't have to do it. Pete, I know this sounds crazy, but like Beto O'Rourke found out too, like you don't have to drop an F-bomb every single press conference to make it look cool because that's how people talk nowadays. You can actually, I know it sounds crazy, but you can actually refrain from that.
You can use self-control. You can.
Yes, you can.
In a professional and
not
setting.
By the way, not everybody talks that way. With that being said, I love it at Skins Hot Dogs, too, where they say up there, the language used in church is good enough for us here today. So, but I'm serious. I'll say this. And I'd probably get fired, and I'd probably get sued. But I'd call him in and go, hey, man, cut your hair.
And I might have clippers on site in that meeting.
Shave the beard. You're not the frat guy anymore, and you're not the cool guy anymore, and you're not the Jimmy Buffett guy anymore. You're not the beach guy, flip-flop guy. You're not the, you know, the visor thing over all the shaggy hair, the long, unkempt. Is that the right word I'm trying to say there? Yes. Unkempt. Unkempt. I don't look like some sort of, he looks like he's been on a boat, like he's on a fishing, he hired some fishing guide to go out, and we're going to pound some beers, and we're going to catch some tarpon. That's what he looks like to me.
He looked like somebody's dad that showed up to a Little League game late with a beer in hand.
Yeah, yeah, flip-flops.
Hey, man.
Yeah, come on, Unc.
It's a ball, Unc.
Forever I thought it was unkempt, but it's unkempt.
Weird M. Weird M in there.
Messy, untidy, uncared for. Hey, that's what I'd say to him. Hey, coach, let's tidy yourself up a little bit, man. You're an adult now. You're not the frat guy anymore. I know you got the DUIs on your record. I know you like drinking beer, and I know you like being that guy who cusses and stuff like that. But, like, let's have some sort of face of the university. Let's have some sort of leader of men kind of motif. Let's get rid of the charter of fishing boat motif. And let's go with leader of men motif.
If I'm
you know, he's got like, you know, he has koozies in his console in his car.
He's got a koozie for every day.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to go play for somebody that's trying to be cool frat friend of mine. I wouldn't want that. You're my coach. Stop.
Hoodie. Visor.
Mix in. Can somebody mix in a golf shirt somewhere?
Yeah.
Can somebody in any sport, can we mix in a golf shirt, a jacket?
You know how you, you know how you have those dolls now that you see the memes about you know, workout dad or whatever? You know, you
yes.
see those dolls. That guy is a charter fishing boat guy. That's what you wear when you charter a fishing boat. Like, you got a guide service. I got my visor on. My hair's unkempt. I've got beard out there. I'm on a three-day bender.
Salt Life shirt.
Yeah, Salt Life. Salt Life hoodie.
Yeah.
And flip-flops. You know, but, you know, Lane was that guy, too, I guess.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Playing.
Got the deadliest catch, dude. Yeah.
Like, friend, we're not in the middle of the ocean.
Stevie from Simpsonville says frumpy. I would say more of the A&M guy looks more frumpy.
Mr. Elko?
Yeah, Elko looks more frumpy. This guy looks like, seriously, I know people, like, I've got friends of mine who look and dress, and look, I wear a golf hat and a golf t-shirt every day. But if my boss came in and told me, you know, in front of it on TV, it's in front of a camera every single day, I'd clean it up a little bit. Shave. Get a haircut down there, you know, like, get rid of all that unkempt.
Mickey's unkempt hair.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, short break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment. I have a very interesting article about football stats. And Golden, to me, looks like the guy that is at Beach Bob's restaurant in Myrtle Beach playing the acoustic guitar on Tuesday nights from 6 to 11. Taking your request.
Asking.
Yeah.
And people are requesting Margaritaville twice an hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He plays Margaritaville in two different sets.
Kokomo.
Yeah.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Pete Golden can sing David Allan Coe songs all night long at Beach Bob's burger joint in North Myrtle.
Thank y'all. Tonight's the crab special night.
Yeah.
$12 crab cakes.
Appreciate y'all coming out. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
Don't forget, tip your waitress, tip your bartenders.
I'll say
now
a lot
it's time
better.
For another one of my favorites. And then everybody's into it. You know, grandma's up there singing everything. And then he tries to break it this one out. Now I want to go with one of my originals. Everybody's like, all right, well, let me go to the bathroom.
Y'all sound I'll sound a lot better if y'all keep drinking those margaritas. Oh, it's dead away. That's Pete Gold.
Pete Gold. Pete Gold on some timeshare beach. No, timeshare guy.
Pete Golden going to the big souvenir store with his kids.
Yeah.
The big octopus store.
Does Pete Golden, when he does his press conferences, like, does he shower beforehand or does he just like throw the visor on?
Ah, get you a visor. Good to go.
And it's a lot of hair. Philpott would say it's too much salad for his bowl.
Texter says, Pete Golden football show now sponsored by Hey Dudes. Chacos.
Pete Gold has got three pair of haters. You think Pete Gold's eat like unpeeled shrimp from Billy Bob's barbecue shack in North Myrtle? Dirty Myrtle. He's on the back deck back there.
Pete
and the kids are running around. He's getting mad at little kids. He's playing his acoustic guitar, trying to play more Buffett, but his little kid keeps bumping into a stool, and he's looking at the mom and dad like, get control of your kid. I'm trying to perform up here. He's got a tip jar out there. He makes like $32 in tips.
Pete Golden is he's asking the market price on the crab claws. He is. Asking for more horseradish sauce.
Pete Golden's the guy that gets tired. He's out there playing his acoustic guitar. He gets tired because the West Virginia people want to keep requesting take me home. Like, I've done it twice already. I'm not doing it again.
Pete Golden never wants to hear Free Bird again in his life. He never learned the guitar solo. He never wants to. Leave him alone. He'll be here all night.
He's a guy, when he takes his break from his sets of his acoustic guitar at Billy Bob's, like, he goes smokes three cigarettes during the break around back. And some little kid catches him smoking a cigarette back there, looking at him like, oh, my God, I'm shocked you're smoking cigarettes back here. You know Pete Golden, like, got a pack of heaters in his console.
Yeah, you wonder why the beach smells like smoke. That's just Pete. Pete's in between sets. They switched over to the tropical music on the radio in the meantime.
Pete Golden has put so much fruit in his beer in his day. You know? Limes and oranges and, like, he's not getting scurvy. We know that. He is not getting scurvy.
And that's the only reason why. That's the only reason why. Brown diet outside of that orange. Crab claws.
Texan, Pete Golden's got the best camper or the biggest camper at Ocean Lakes. Have you spent any time at Dirty Mert?
Yes.
Pete Golden is a guy that he's so hung over at Myrtle Beach from the night of singing his acoustic guitar, that he goes into the restaurant at 11:30 and still wants pancakes.
He's going to the pancake house.
He's like Bad Santa, old drunk Billy Bob.
He's got daiquiri mix.
Oh, yeah, daiquiri mix for days.
Oh, man, this is good. He's got an umbrella in that daiquiri. Come on. Come on, baby.
Austin said Pete Golden still wears Vineyard Vines at the age of 45.
100%.
Yeah.
He really... Listen, they have some limited edition Crocs that came out that had... They're Margaritaville Crocs. I know he's got those, man. He's rocking those. Oh, yeah. Those are sweet. Got a salt shaker. Oh, baby.
Pete Golden's kids definitely have the 99-cent crabs from the big souvenir stores.
They do.
You know Pete Golden. In the back of his car, first of all, it's a hatchback. In the back of his car, he has a Budweiser towel that he lays on the beach with. I can tell you that right now.
There's just some loose sand in the crevices.
Oh, yeah.
Slight foot odor smell in there. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. You don't think that guy's got a Budweiser towel, do you?
Listen, you could tell me just about anything about Pete Golden, and I'd say, yeah, I can see it. I can see. Is he married?
I think. Yeah, I think he's got kids, too.
Okay. Oh, Pete. It's such an interesting vibe of him at Ole Miss. It really is.
Don't you know, like, the provost at Ole Miss? Every time the guy cusses, you know? Like, when did that get to be, like, I have to cuss at every press conference?
He's edgy, Mickey. It's not a phase. It's not a phase, Mom. This is me.
Texas, well played, Ashby. Well played.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know he's bought some hermit crabs in his day.
He's got, somebody says he's got the shark and tooth necklace. Thank you guys for understanding the exact person that we're getting at.
Yes.
You're really understanding this assignment.
Oh, yeah.
God, these are funny.
Shaggy Harley says he blew out a flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top. Of course he did. Of course he did.
Oh, I know he frequents those souvenir stores. He gets the airbrush shirt in the back. Says Big Pete. Big Pete on the front. Golden on the back with a dolphin on it. Heck yeah.
Sweat-stained margarita visor.
Heck yeah.
Of course. Panama Jacks. Yeah, he's got all that. People are great.
He doesn't play. He doesn't play about an appetizer crab cake. Doesn't play about it.
3315 says, the pockets in Pete's cargo shorts have a couple of golf tees, a gas station receipt, a tin of Copenhagen, and a bunch of beach sand. People are awesome. Oh, my word.
Oh, y'all.
Pete Golden.
Leader I don't think I'll men. Ever look at him the same after this segment. Ever.
Leader of men. Pete Golden, face of University of Mississippi, Pete Golden.
He's leading them to seafood, I'm telling you that. Leading them to margaritas.
You know he's got some sort of oyster shell T-shirts that say, shuck it. You know he's got some of those out there somewhere.
When you walk in Pete Golden's house,
yeah,
it's a turquoise blue on the wall, and there's just shell decor everywhere that I can see. Sit about shells, paintings shell of shells, shells up on the wall.
Wicker, like.
Shell, yeah, Pete Golden.
Did you see Lake Murray Michael's picture of his DUI arrest? No. Look up Lake Murray Michael. The first picture is his DUI arrest one.
Oh, my gosh.
His hair is like a chia pet on that one.
It's the Bob Ross chia pet.
Oh, yeah.
Add that to the list, man.
Pete Golden owns the flip-flops with a bottle opener on the bottom.
Yes!
Of course he does.
Y'all, I'm looking up these Margaritaville Crocs.
Yes.
Oh, really good stuff.
Oh, man. That's good. All right, I got to move on. Got to move on. Texture says move on to Pete. That's good, but you know what? Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny. All right. Clemson has a new president, and you're going to tell me how to pronounce this cat's name.
Hold on. I had it.
Yeah.
Guskowitz?
I think that's what I'm going with at this point in time. Until I hear otherwise, I'm going Guskowitz.
Yep.
Was at North Carolina and was at Michigan State. I get this sometimes about people. I got a bunch of people yesterday that said, hey, what do you hear? And I heard some things yesterday, but I heard like some good things yesterday. I'm sure it's way too early to tell. It's an introductory press conference. Did you win the press conference or not? I don't know. Apparently, I'll tell you one of the positive signs I heard of it, though, is on Michigan State's Sparty board, Like, they were upset that he left.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Great sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, how long until it gets shortened to us just calling him President Gus?
I got to do something there. You know, I got to get him first name. You know, what's up, Kev? You know, something in there. Text it just Gus. President Gus, maybe. Texas new president's got to MCGA, make Clemson great again. We'll see. Can I just get him to get the walking course so I hit driver on the driving range? Instead of hitting it 200 yards. That's all I want to do. I want to hit driver at the walking course on the driving range. It's been 2 years, man. Can somebody straighten that situation out for me?
This is
put
the
some
big
nets
issues.
Or something.
The big issues.
That's all I want from Clemson right now. Look, hit driver.
The Michigan State people are mad that he's leaving.
Yeah.
And he's been to two really big sports schools.
Yeah.
So these two things make me feel like there's a lot of success on the way.
Hey, 6592 makes a good point. Something I asked yesterday. Texas, he says, is new president Clemson's way to get into the Big Ten with his Big Ten ties? I don't know, man. In the non-chaos era, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm.
Hey, Prime Lindy, Prime Lindy.